Now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, what is your subject for this week?
I'm looking at a Chelmsford gentleman. Well, certainly for the first half of his life, he was a Chelmsford man. Philemon Holland.
Sounds like Phileas Fogg.
It does a bit. And I would say, I'd hazard a guess that not many people have heard of this man. He was, as I've said, born in Chelmsford. He was educated in Chelmsford, subsequently in Cambridge. And he, again, we're looking at a man here who was multi-talented. He was a physician. He was a schoolmaster. He's best known as a translator of Latin works. And it's probably thanks to Philemon Holland that many of the works that we can read today that were translated from the original Latin are available to read. Because as a translator, it's said that the quality of his translations and the sheer quantity of the number of books that he translated was absolutely phenomenal. This is a man born in 1552. So, you know, we're talking many, many centuries ago, but he's left us a great legacy of all these works, these classic works that he translated. Halfway through his life, he abandoned Chelmsford. He married a Coventry lady and went to live in Coventry. And he's actually buried in Coventry. And there is a memorial to him in the church.
Is there any memorial to him at all in Chelmsford?
I'm not aware of any memorial to him, but I may be wrong.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much indeed.
And, thanks, Scott.
What are you looking at next week, then?
Next week, I'm looking at a mini crime wave, the Artful Dodgers of Southend.
Oh, good heavens. Right, okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.